صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mercy upon mankind. صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear assemblies and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are back with a program of Madani Channel, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli Ala Muhammad. In this program, we listen to some beautiful ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, as well as the faith refreshing accounts of our pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala in relation to the blessings of salawat. Insha'Allah ta'ala, today also we'll go over some beautiful sayings and occurrences of the pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala in relation to this. We must control our feelings, listen carefully, and remember our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and with this remembrance of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, illuminate our hearts insha'Allah ta'ala. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala has said, if any one of you intends to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything, first he should praise Allah in such a manner that is according to his grandeur. Then he should send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter he should pray and ask for whatever he wishes. By doing this, he will be able to succeed and achieve his aim. It means that whatever you want to pray for, you should first praise Allah, then recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then make your dua. You would have seen that, alhamdulillah, the Islamic scholars, especially Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuh min Aliyah, they begin their duas with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. And by this, they are praising Allah, and then also sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, they go and make any dua. And this is the teaching of Amir al-Sunnah, alhamdulillah, in this environment of Dawat Islami. So whenever you are to make dua, we start with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Even you find that even when it's time for munajat, the kalam of dua in the court of Allah, Amir al-Sunnah very regularly, he makes the mindset of the North Khan Islamic brothers to begin with this Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa Salatu wa Salamu ala Sayyidina Mursaleen, and then start reciting the verses and the couplets of the Munajat. So this is something that we need to instill in our life as well, that whenever we want to make dua in the court of Allah, first we start with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa Salatu wa Salamu ala Sayyidina Mursaleen, and then we can make the dua inshaAllah ta'ala. That dua will then be accepted with the blessings of the praise of Allah and the salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, the dua will be accepted insha'Allah azza wa jal. It doesn't have to be just these words of praise and salawat. It can be anything that's easy for you insha'Allah ta'ala. But this is just one example that is easy to remember as well, because we hear it so often. And it's easy to remember, and it's something that we can learn as well easily. And then we can implement it in our life as well insha'Allah. Some of the Islamic scholars, they have stated that the person who sends salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is included amongst the men and women who make Allah azza wa jal zikr very frequently. And the one who shows negligence in sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is included amongst the negligent people. Discussion about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is the discussion about Allah, whose Rasul and bondsman is the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Without any doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you praise a picture, it is in reality praising the painter. Without any sort of comparison whatsoever, when we are praising the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, in reality, what we are doing, we are praising the creator of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is Allah who has created and sent the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam with all of these qualities. And this is the belief of the Muslims, that everything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has, this is all bestowed to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't let anyone try to misguide you Or let the shaitan put these whispers in your mind that or any of these qualities of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, they are due to himself. No. Every quality the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala has is given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very important part of our belief as well. That anything in this world, any good in this world, any bad in this world, this is all from Allah. And the good qualities, these are all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah did not wish for us to have any good quality, then we would not have that good quality. So this is why we should not be arrogant as well. We should not have pride inside ourselves. We should not have takabbur. Why? Because none of this is our own kamal. None of this is because of us. This is all the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with what face are we to have arrogance? When this is given to us by Allah, how can we have arrogance over it? So this is something very, very important in terms of our belief about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they're all from Allah. And this is also why we should not have hasad, jealousy. Why? Because the other person that has any certain blessing, any certain bounty, that bounty that he has is given to him by Allah. So who are we to feel that he should not have that when Allah has chosen to give it to him? This is the giving of Allah, so who are we to object to the giving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We make dua that Allah protects us from these diseases of the heart, such as arrogance, takabbur, as well as hasad, pride, and jealousy, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah protect us from all of this, and Allah keep us steadfast on the true way of Islam, the Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah. Ameen, bijahi Nabijil Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As we were mentioning that the discussion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is in actual fact talking and praising the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we are praising Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we are praising the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to another statement in this regard. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, who was the greatest devotee, Ashik-e-Akbar, the greatest love and devotee of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is the imam and the leaders of all of the ushaq, of all of the lovers and the devotees of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam here. He has stated that reciting salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it gets rid of your sins and your mistakes faster than extinguishing fire with water. As when fire is there and we put water over it, it gets rid of the fire. Our recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it will get rid of our mistakes and our sins quicker than this, faster than this. So according to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala an, this is the blessing that we will gain from the recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Assemblies, we are humans, we make mistakes. We make so much mistakes in our day-to-day life. If you just ponder over your life, I ponder over mine, you ponder over yours. How many mistakes do we commit during the day? From the morning till evening, how many times are we involved in sinful activities, in the disobediences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is something that we need to ask ourselves. May Allah protect us from His disobedience and sinful activities. But my dear Islam brothers, we are humans and we do make mistakes. A way for us to get rid of these mistakes is by our recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the purpose of this particular program, the cure of every illness, salli ala Muhammad, is to establish this motivation inside ourselves that we need to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. No matter what happens, we need to increase in our recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we listen to these accounts so that we remember them and we act upon them as well. That if we ever do make a mistake, immediately upon realizing we send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, insha'Allah ta'ala, that recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, what it will do is, it will get rid of that mistake, insha'Allah ta'ala. We should make a habit of immediately following up a sin with a good deed. Immediately, as soon as we realize that we've made a mistake, we've sinned, we've disobeyed Allah, we should repent in the court of Allah immediately and follow it up with a good deed. Sincere repentance and good deeds, they will get rid of our previous sins, insha'Allah ta'ala. So make this into part of our habit that this is what we are to do, inshaAllah ta'ala. And we will gain the blessings of this statement of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamists, now let's listen to a statement of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. He states that if I did not love reciting the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would not get his closeness by any way other than reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he states that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say that Jibreel alayhi salam told him that no doubt Allah Azza wa Jal says, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the person who sends salawat upon you 10 times, he will come safe from my displeasure. It means that if someone wants to avoid the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal or his wrath, he is to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam frequently, inshaAllah ta'ala. Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anha stated that Allah Azza wa Jal informed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam during a revelation that, O Musa alayhi salam, if those people who praise me did not exist, I would not drop even a single drop of water from the sky, and I would not grow even a single leaf also on earth. O Musa, if those who worship me did not exist, I would not give to the disobedient respite equal to even blinking of a single eye. O Musa alayhi salam, if those people who bear witness to La ilaha illallah did not exist, hell would flow over the earth. O Musa, do you like to be free from the thirst on the day of judgment? He replied, O Lord Azza wa Jal, yes. Allah Azza wa Jal said, then recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam very frequently. We learnt here in this narration by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was instructed to send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, and the benefit of this recitation would be that he will be saved from the thirst of the day of judgment. My dear Islam, me and you also think that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is a ma'asum. He is infallible. Impossible for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to commit sin. He is beloved of Allah. He is the Prophet of Allah. Without any shadow of a doubt, these narrations are for our teachings. That if we want to gain these blessings, then we should do this as well. If we want to be saved from the thirst on the day of judgment, we also should send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and gain the benefits of this as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. So we've learnt these different statements. Once Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that what is their statements, what are their sayings in relation to salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali states that if I did not love the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, then I would not use anything else to gain the closest to Allah other than the recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear Islam, me and you, if we want to gain the closest to Allah, we also should recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly throughout our life, inshaAllah ta'ala. Whether we are walking, whether we are sitting, whatever we may be doing, wherever it is appropriate, then we should recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with utmost love, respect and honor, reverence, inshaAllah ta'ala. We will gain the benefits and the blessings of this recitation of salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this world, and definitely inshallah in the hereafter as well. So the purpose of this program is that during all of these episodes we'll be mentioning different narrations to motivate us in our recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So I urge you all to please increase in your recitation of salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless me and bless you with the ability that we send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly throughout our lifetime, inshallah, azza wa jal, and gain the benefits of this in this world as well as in the hereafter. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel and benefiting from the various programs of Madani Channel, inshallah ta'ala. And we will be back with another episode of our silsila, of our program, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم mercy upon mankind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.